KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. And John, a kind of a striking threat from the number two man at News Corp, Chase Carey. He said earlier this week that if a certain court ruling stands, Fox Channel, which is the home of American Idol and New Girl and The Simpsons, could become a cable channel and stop broadcasting. And very quickly thereafter, the head of Univision said that Univision felt the same way, so strongly opposed to this court ruling, which you will now explain.
Yeah, the court ruling involves a company called Aereo, which is a startup in New York that's, you know, very small, very few subscribers right now. Ironically, close ties to Barry Diller, who started the Fox network. Aereo basically takes over-the-air television signals and, without paying the broadcasters any money, sends those signals to its subscribers over the internet. And there was a split decision by the Court of Appeals in New York that found that that did not violate the Copyright Act. So that decision allows Aereo to continue. The networks tried to shut Aereo down, and the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York said they can continue to operate.
Yeah, now in the old days, of course, there was advertising on broadcast TV, and that is how the networks and studios made their money. But the audiences have fragmented. We all know what has happened to this business. So now the networks have found, and the studios, much more money by getting paid by two streams: advertising in TV shows, plus money that is paid to them by cable providers like Time Warner in my case, or whoever you have. You pay for the right to watch ABC, CBS, Fox through that little cable box, and part of that money comes back and helps pay for expensive programming that these networks now allege is being stolen through Aereo.
Yeah, and it's not a small amount of change. The retransmission fees, which is what they're called, are expected to total $1.7 billion next year. So it's a lot of money. Aereo is not paying for the content. And I think we have to make clear, too, that the courts are divided on this opinion. There was a very, I thought, impressive dissent, persuasive dissent in the Second Circuit, where the judge said, in my view, by transmitting, and I'm quoting now, or retransmitting copyrighted programming to the public without authorization, Aereo is engaging in copyright infringement, unquote.
And that is a ruling that is the law here in California now. A federal judge here ruled the same way. That decision is being appealed to the Ninth Circuit. If the Ninth Circuit goes along with that reasoning, there will be a split among the circuits. That means the Supreme Court could easily get involved.
Yeah, so right after taking on gay marriage, the Supreme Court can now be deciding how we watch television over the internet, which is something we've talked about a lot in the past.
And this is really, John, a symptom of the major disruption to this business that we talk about a lot, brought about by the digital revolution. It is truly transforming the way that business is done, and that will continue.
Yeah, and I have to say, the idea that you could watch television over the internet, basically that your DSL cable replaces your old rabbit ears, is in many ways very attractive. But again, if Fox follows through on this threat, there are millions of people who watch television now without cable or satellite. They're going to be out of luck.
Yeah, we'll see if that happens. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Kim.
That's John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.